outside our studios. And if you are somebody who is frightened about cooking the Thanksgiving turkey, we have got the solution for you. We've got Eric Forster from our friends at Mason-Dixon Barbecue coming up next on the Morning News Express.
It's a tradition.
Yes, it's a big deal.
And it's coming soon.
Christmas Cash for Kids from WFMD.
MyCayman.com.
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning, Rise and Shine, up and Adam. Well, Ryan, I got to ask you a question.
What is
Do you
that?
Smoke your turkey? Do you deep fry your turkey? Or do you just let somebody else cook the turkey?
The third choice. I let somebody else cook the turkey. The last time I tried to cook a turkey, it's an experiment.
Yeah. Well, if you are somebody who doesn't know how to do that, we'll turn to somebody who does know how to do that. And that, of course, is Eric Forster, the owner of Mason-Dixon Barbecue with two locations, one in Frederick right there on Monocacy Boulevard and the other one in Greencastle. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, how's COVID business in the barbecue business?
You know, COVID, well, right now, because of Thanksgiving, COVID business is running fantastic. You know, we're doing a lot with Homelander Grills, Big Green Eggs, and pellet cookers, Green Mountain pellet cookers in particular. And just, you know, spices and brines and injections for turkeys and actually for game meats this year. We brought in a lot of stuff for game meats that are just flying off the shelves. So it's not been too shabby for the barbecue business. Everybody's staying at home and cooking.
Well, let me ask. So obviously, you know, Ryan is not a big turkey cooker, not a big barbecuer. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even know what barbecue stands for, what BBQ stands for.
You know what?
I know what it tastes like, though.
We've had this conversation in the past with Ryan, you know, in a direct manner. And, yeah, he's cook crippled. Yeah.
I need to go to the barbecue boot camp, though, Eric.
You do. Of all people, you do need to go to a barbecue boot camp. Yes. That would be correct.
So people, I mean, you know, sometimes a lot of people get scared by because, you know what, the turkey is the main event when it comes to Thanksgiving, and people don't want to screw it up. So what can people do when it comes to, hey, I want to kind of do my turkey a different way? So like maybe smoke it, and then we'll talk about deep frying coming up in a couple minutes after the news.
Well, as far as smoking the turkey goes, I will tell you your biggest thing, because the biggest fear that people have when it comes to their turkey is that they're going to dry it out. Mm-hmm. And that's a matter of two different things. Number one, that's brining your turkey and or injecting your turkey. And number two is not cooking it too long. Everybody's scared to death of serving a turkey that is not completely cooked through. So the way to end both those things is to either A, brine it, which years ago I would have told you never to brine your turkey, but we did a big testing at work between myself and one of my managers here about 5 years ago where he brined his turkey and I injected my turkey. And his turkey came out like, although we both started out with 14-pound bird, his looked like Superman, like it was on steroids. And mine had better flavor, but shrank up a little bit like most moose meats do when you cook them. But both had a lot of moisture to them. So now we actually recommend brining them and injecting them.
That's what I do.
But if you don't want to inject and you don't want to get into that, brining is a real simple process by which you can maintain the moisture in the bird.
Yeah, now there's different brines. Obviously, we'll get into that coming up. If you can hang on for just a couple minutes, we're going to take a break. We'll have more with Eric Forster. And if you've got a question for Eric about whether smoking or brining or deep frying, hey, you can call us right now, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD.
On 930 WFMD.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-barbecue. Ba-ba-ba-ba-barbecue.
Oh, yeah, we're talking barbecue, baby. With our buddy Eric Forster from Mason-Dixon Barbecue with the Morning News Express. And, Eric, we were talking about barbecuing, and Ryan, I don't want to throw him under the bus, but he said, look, I just know that the only way to tell if the turkey's done is the little white thing pops up.
You already have thrown me under the bus, both of you, continuously,
yeah,
in the last 10 minutes.
So we were talking about, you know, brining. So there are different types of brines out there, and I know that you guys have brines. I mean, you can make up your own with spices and herbs and fruits and all kinds of stuff. And there's also other brines. There's a dry brine. There's a wet brine, correct?
that's correct. Yep, actually, yeah, that's a little more complicated. You know, something that Ryan could never think about for at least another 2 years. But a wet brine, just about everybody could do, because, I mean, it's as simple, if you want to, as simple as brown sugar and salt, water and ice. I mean, and something simple like that works out just as well for a brine. You can add flavors to it with peppercorns, allspice, sliced tomatoes, Worcestershire sauce, rosemary, basil, whatever.
Yep.
You know, or you could buy one with all that stuff wrapped up together, and you just add the water.
Yep.
When you get into wet brines and you get into dry brines, you know, some of that stuff can get a little more complicated. It's not that difficult.
The other thing that people do is the deep frying, which is a completely different taste and a completely different animal. And I would suggest Ryan not do that for at least 10 to 15 years.
I would agree that 350-degree oil will make sure that your turkey, number one, is completely dry, and number two, that it's not frozen in the middle, and number three, that you've gone ahead and tested your turkey, you know, in the pot that you're going to be using with water to make sure that the oil doesn't overflow. But, yeah, there are, you know, at least 20 to 30 houses a year that burn down at Thanksgiving time because of oil fires.
And, Eric, with all that information at hand, why do people continue to put themselves at risk if they aren't entirely sure how to conduct the process in a safe manner?
People are fairly confident in what they do, you know, and people are food driven. I don't know if you ever had a fried turkey. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is a lot better than the one that comes out of the oven.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope your mom's not listening.
Although Arby's claims to have the best, I'm not quite sure that that's the case.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, if you want to try the best turkey you've ever put in your mouth, is smoke a turkey to about 145 degrees internal temperature, and then go ahead and deep fry it for about 8 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, it's like double dipping there.
Deep fried turkey is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt because you have to have two pieces of equipment, but it is the best thing you'll ever put in your mouth.
So people who, let's talk about that. You gave the temperature. Is that the temperature that you should serve a turkey at? What is, if somebody's cooking it, somebody's smoking it, somebody's deep frying it, what is the internal temperature, and how long, say, smoking should it take for, say, a 15-pound bird?
Okay. So you're shooting for between 165 and 170 in the breast meat. We always go for 165 in the breast. And make sure that you let your turkey rest. Because once you're done cooking your turkey, if you let it rest, it'll come up another 5 to 7 degrees all the way around. So it'll get way past that foodborne illness stage, which for a bird is 165, which is why we shoot for 170 in the breast. You want to be safe all the way through. Some people say 170 in the dark meat, but if you go 170 in the breast, your dark meat's going to be right there with you, and at least 165. And if you let it set, it's still going to come up 5 to 7 degrees. So you don't have to worry about it. With a deep fried turkey, we normally go for 165 in the breast because it'll come up at least 10 to 12 degrees because that oil is so much hotter. It'll continue to cook a little bit longer while it rests if you deep fry it. But those are the safeties that you're looking for. As far as time wise, a 14 to 15 pound bird, we normally smoke those between 275 and 300 degrees. And that's going to take you about 4 to 4.5 hours, depending on the type of smoker that you have.
Yeah. Now, they also have, obviously, at Mason-Dixon Barbecue, you have many different smokers out there. But I think for some people who, like Ryan, could maybe kind of handle, one of those Green Mountain grills where it's you put the pellets in, you turn the temperature on, and you just let it go.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't even have to babysit it. A lot of them have, where they operate off your phone, it'll actually alarm you when the bird is done. There's even, on the Green Mountain Grill website or app that's provided, they actually have a downloadable recipe for smoked turkey where you literally take the food probe that comes with the unit, you stick it in the bird, and then you press the button that says turkey, and it turns the unit on, it brings the unit to temperature, it cooks the turkey, and then it alarms you when the turkey is done.
Well, Ryan just sat there and said it doesn't serve it, doesn't cut it, it doesn't carve it for me.
Hey, let me tell both of you something. I'm going to the barbecue boot camp this summer. I'm going to get trained up, and I'm going to become a barbecue champion, And then I'll be able to hold weight talking to you about this in the coming months. How about that?
See, I'm just now I'm just tearing up. Now,
yeah, right?
Just trying to make me feel good in the holidays.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You'll give him a new term of what a fatty is and help him out there. He had a different term for it back in the day. Eric, one other thing. You know, do you cook your turkey covered? Do you cook it uncovered if you're, say, you're smoking it? Obviously, if you're deep frying it, it's uncovered. But smoking,
right.
Do you put it in a pan? Do you leave it on the just on the grate? Do you cover it? What are some of the suggestions that you have for people who are going to smoke their first turkey this year?
The simple thing is just to put it on the grate. Don't worry about the pan. Make gravy out of something else other than the juices that come off, because they're going to be smoked anyhow, and odds are you're going to make really smoky gravy. So just do it right on the grate itself. If your turkey starts to get dark, now we do it uncovered. Okay, again, depends on the type of cooker that you have. But if your turkey starts to get really dark, a simple thing that not a lot of people know is if you take a nonstick canola oil spray and you just spray the outside of the bird, it'll stop getting dark. It'll slow that process down. If it gets really, really dark, then go ahead and start where you're uncomfortable with it, and you're like, oh, that skin's getting black, then go ahead and cover it up so that way you don't get any more smoke on the skin. But if you catch it about halfway through where it starts to get just a little bit dark and you're like, it looks like it's going to be dark and I still have an hour and a half to go, you can either cover it at that point or you can actually spray the skin with canola oil and it'll stop that process.
And also always remember, we got to go, Eric, remember to take the stuffing out of the inside of it. And you don't want to really, if you're smoking it, you don't really want to stuff anything inside the bird.
No, not at all. It takes too long and it creates foodborne illness.
Yeah, there you go. Now, if you want more information or if you're thinking, I got to go smoke my turkey, where do you get Mason-Dixon Barbecue is located where and what's the number?
93 Monocacy Boulevard, 240-439-4778.
And if you go to the one on Monocacy Boulevard, you'll see my lovely picture there, hanging.
There you go.
Yeah, going barbecue guy.
Don't let that scare you away.
Eric, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Stay healthy.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. It's the Morning News Express at WFMD.